Hey guys, welcome to Char's Corner, a positive podcast that encourages and strengthens in all times of need and season. I am your host, Lady C, and I say welcome to each and every one of you. What's up, everybody? It is the one and only Lady C back here on the mic with another episode of Char's Corner. And let me just say that today's episode is definitely one that hit home. It's definitely one that hits home. So we just go jump right into it. Let me ask the question. Have you ever felt like you thought you were being cautious, but it turned out really that your cautiousness was a little bit in the danger zone? Resonate and just think about that. You can go back and replay it and really ask yourself that question. And the reason that I ask that is because we are living not just in time, not in society, but we are living in a place where it's like, and I'm speaking mentally and emotionally right now, where it's like we want to do something, right? But we really don't know how to do it. So we're just, you know, on eggshells every part of the process. You know, we're just taking baby steps, every little inch of that baby step, right? However, you have some people who just go ahead, be cautious, take them little baby steps, you know, take that little inch, right? But then you have people who just go right all in. Like, they just go in head first, dive into the ocean, to the swimming pool. And it's like, the people who just go right in head first, right? You think to yourself, how do you do it? How is it that, you know, you just go head first? I mean, you deep head first off the diving board into the swimming pool. How do you do that? Like, how do you just do it, right? And then, you know, their response intentionally or technically would be, I don't know. I just do it. I just did it, right? And this is how I got to where I was. So let me just try to help somebody in what I'm saying and what I mean. When it comes to relationships, I'm gonna start off with, you know, friendships first. When it comes to friendships, right, you either meet somebody that's either in same classroom as you, y'all, you know, you work together, or, you know, you went to school together, or you meet somebody and you just straight up don't like them. And that's just how it was, you know, when y'all first met. You either don't like them or you like them, right? But you like them due to the contingencies of the fact that, you know, you either went to school together, you worked together, or, you know, you just bumped into each other and you just hit it off, right? Those are the two. So, for me, I'm going to use myself as an example. I remember I went to school with this girl, like our freshman first day of high school. We were in the same homeroom, and I was the second row, the second seat in the front row, in the first row. Second seat in the front, first row. She was the first seat, second row, in the front, right? So we were technically, like, if we were talking, we'd be diagonally from each other. That's just, I'm just painting a picture for you, right? And the first day, she forgot a pen or a pencil or something. And, you know, I had one, right? So I gave it to her. But as I was giving it to her, she took somebody else's pen. And I was just like, oh, okay, fine. You know, like that. Females, we know how we get. We just be like, oh, all right. However, as time went on and as time went by, we, not only was we in a homeroom together, we had a few classes together. We had English together. We had, I think we had science together. And we had, I think, one lunch together. Now, granted, in my high school, we had two lunch periods, okay? Don't hate your mammy. Hate your pinky toe. But as time went on, right, I kept seeing her more and more, only to find out that our parents, at back to school, like, our parents, they know each other because they went to high school together there, and they grew up together. Like, they were close and everything. Like, her dad knew my mom, my uncle, like, knew everybody, and it was vice versa. And so, still initially in my head, I had that OR mentality, because it was like, OR, I don't even know if I can still like you or trust you, right? Let's keep going. Sophomore year, we started to get close, like, started to become friends. And it wound up not becoming friends because she wound up actually not liking me. And I didn't even do that. So anyway, junior, senior year, after, like, sophomore year, I would say summer of sophomore year going to junior year, we wind up bumping into each other. And, you know, I don't even know how, but we just wind up talking it out, right? Talking it out, you know, saying, you know, how we really felt about each other, this and the third. And we wind up becoming friends. Like, we wind up becoming close friends. Like, she one of my best friends. At the time, even up until after we graduated, you know, we were still close type best friends, right? Now, I said all that to say that we both played it safe with each other because we didn't know how to act, how to react, or even how to just try to put our, not our emotions. For me, it was my facials. For her, it was her pride aside, and just be like, do you want to be friends? We friends, right? Let's be friends. It took us a minute to get there, but we got there. Now, on the other end, I've also have had friends where we just automatically have clicked. We have automatically just, you know, vibed. Didn't go to school together. Didn't work together. We just talked. It just became friends, right? And those are the friendships, those kind of friendships where you just vibe. Sometimes they just don't wind up working out because either that person wound up not liking you because of jealousy or whatever, or just wind up not working out because of life, right? Now let's go to relationships. For relationships, that's a big thing for all of us because, you know, we have all been through hurt. We all been through hurt, some type of harm, whether it is mental, whether it is verbal, whether it is physical. And because of that, now we are broken. We are unsure. We are cautious. We are trying to heal while being in love. We are in entanglements. Okay, y'all get what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, right, we get to a point in relationships where all we just want is peace. All we want is really to be truly loved the way that we should be, with everything that we deserve. So we work hard for it. We want understanding, somebody just to understand, you know, where we're coming from and how do we go from there, right? We want all of this in a relationship, but yet we gotta stop being cautious at some point. Like, at some point, we have to, you know, let it down a little bit. Take off that wall interior just a little bit. Not a lot. I said a little bit. We gotta take off that tough guy, that tough girl interior just a little bit. And let somebody in. Because if we don't let anybody in, then we just going to keep tearing ourselves apart. We just going to keep tearing ourselves up on the inside and seeing what we want and seeing how much we want it. But then we don't do really anything about it, but just take that little bit and then keep it there. Like, we just take that little walk down the step, and then we just stay on the step like a lost dog, wanting and waiting for somebody to come and get us. When really, sometimes we got to go and get it ourselves. So, what am I saying? I'm saying, let's just stop being cautious, right? I mean, let me tell you, we can be cautious. We just got to know when to stop being cautious. We got to know when to stop playing it safe. Because if we continue to keep playing it safe, eventually it's going to become dangerous. Eventually we're going to be on the same old step while everybody else is happy, they at peace, they are healed or healing, they are understanding not just themselves but the other people that's around them, whether they are attracted to them or just in a circle. We gotta stop playing it safe. Just stop playing it safe. And I know, right? That's so hard. Like, how do we stop playing it safe? Because that's so hard. Well, of course it is. It's easier said than done, right? But but you gotta take them steps of just letting it down a little bit, letting down that guard a little bit to that guy or that girl or to that friend that really just wants to be there for you, but you ain't allowing them to be there for you because you are just so stuck on the fact that, yo, if we friends, and I know that we're friends, or if we're in a relationship, and I know that we're in a relationship, but I can't let you in because of the hurt and the damage and everything that I have been through, I cannot fully let you in to see my true colors because eventually, I don't know if I'll be able to control it. You gotta stop playing it safe. I gotta stop playing it safe. The people that are around me gotta stop playing it safe. Yes, it's okay to be cautious. Yes, it's okay to go through the motions and go through everything. But eventually, you gotta put on the big girl and the big boy drawers and panties and say, okay, that's it. It's time. It's time to get up. It's time to get off this funk. It's time to get back to being me. It's time for me to stop playing it safe and let somebody in. It might not be my family, but it's going to be a friend. It might not be a friend, but it's going to be my boyfriend or my girlfriend. It might not be my boyfriend or my girlfriend, but it's going to be my therapist. It's going to be somebody I'm going to let in so that I can start my healing journey. So, friend, if that was for you, please know that I got you. Ditto. even if we don't see each other, I got you. Because one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to ride hard for my friends. I mean, yeah, I ride hard for my family and relationships, but I'm going to ride hard for my friends. Like, they be sick of me. Well, the friends that I got, I only got two. But that's neither here or there. Just know that I got you. It's not easy. It's not going to be easy. But eventually down the line, it's going to become softer. It's going to become a little easier. And it's going to bring you the peace that you deserve and that you need. So hold on. Keep holding on. Don't give up. But don't, or rather, stop playing it safe. Well, I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. If you did, would you please do me a favor? Subscribe to the podcast, for one. Number two, share it with your friends, share it with someone in need. And then number three, go ahead and just follow us on Instagram, 2 underscores Char's Corner, C-H-A-R-S-C-O-R-N-E-R.